Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lunchtime Worship with Pastor T. And I am Pastor T, and I would like to thank you for calling in and being a part of Meriwether Global Ministries. You know, some of you today came on this line looking for prayer. You came on the line looking for your prayers to be answered. Some of you came on the line with a need for comfort and joy and peace, and some of you came on the line today looking for healing and deliverance. Well, the good news is today that God is in the blessing business, and He is blessing you and me right now. I want you to understand, believer, on today that prayer changes things, and we have to learn how to pray until something happens. I tell you, I've been so encouraged this week as I have been really studying the Word of God and praying without ceasing and just spending my days and time renewing myself and strengthening myself in the Lord. Because I've learned to allow Him to lead and direct and guide my path. I tell you, we have a powerful word on today from the Lord. I'm so excited about the move of God and what He's doing in our lives. I tell you, I've been just going over this song in my mind. There's a bright side somewhere that no matter what, you don't have to give up. You don't have to give in, believer, because there is a bright side somewhere. And that bright side I want you to know today is God, because as long as He is alive and He sits on the throne, He is in control. And the Word of God tells us that God works everything for our good. Listen, if you want to be a part of Meriwether Global Ministry and the work that we're doing around the country, send us an email to meriweathergm@gmail.com. That's meriweathergm@gmail.com. We'd love to have you partner with us and help to spread the Word of God as well as winning souls for Christ. What a mighty God we serve on today. Every week I tell you He's an amazing God that does amazing things. And I tell you, He constantly blows my mind. And I'm just so excited that He trusts me enough with His word to share it with you. Let's open with prayer on today. Dear God, we thank You for this lunchtime worship, a time that we have, God, just to come before You and just to thank You and just to praise You and lift You up. Right now, God, use us in Your service, God. Empty us out, Lord God, so that we will be able to proclaim the word that You have given to us to share with Your people. Right now, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, God, be acceptable in Your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Oh, believers all over the place, you should say amen. What a mighty God we serve on today. I'm looking outside, and it's a beautiful day. I tell you, God is in the business of just doing some miraculous things. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. I'm so happy to be alive to see the bright sunshine on this morning. This word that we have for you, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn in your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 22nd verse. That's 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 22nd verse. And it reads for your hearing. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. Let me read that again. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. Listen, there are times in our life where we all feel insignificant, like we don't really matter. We wonder sometimes if we're really important to the body of Christ. We wonder sometimes if we are important to our families. We wonder sometimes if we are important to our community, to our job, to our world. Well, I want you to know on today, there's a song that the children would sing at Bolin Air Force Base with Mother Brown. They would say that God made me special. I'm the only one of my kind. He gave me a special body, and He gave me a special mind. Listen, you are indispensable to the body of Christ. The Word of God just said that in 1 Corinthians 12 and 22. You are indispensable. Oh, we sit back and we see other people leading in the spotlight, and we feel like there is no use for me being here because I'm indispensable due to the false thinking that my gifting is not like someone else's. Or one of the biggest lies from Satan is that you don't matter. Oh, but one of the greatest truths is that the weaker members of the body are indispensable. I know you're going to say, oh, Pastor, what are you talking about? Preacher, what are you trying to relate to me this morning? What are you trying to get me to hear today? Well, Paul uses the analogy of the body for the church. He talks about the smaller members of the body, the ears, the foot, and the eyes. They are smaller parts of the body, but they play an important part. Each of these parts are important to the rest of the body. Listen, I went to a homecoming game, and I was tired from you know, speaking and being out and doing other things for the Lord, as well as spending time with my family and taking care of the everyday things that we have to take care of. And I was pushing myself. I was just moving along, really on just adrenaline alone. And I tell you, I couldn't ignore what was going on around me, but I felt so tired. But here's the thing, because sometimes you don't even realize where you fit in with things and how people feel about what you do and how important you are to something. They say, girl, we've been sitting here waiting for you to come so that we can get things started. I tell you what, in the body of Christ, God is using you. That little part that you think you play, well, it's necessary for the advancement of God's work. He has called you, man and woman of God. He has destined you. He has purposed you. He has aligned you in the place where you are right now. It doesn't matter if you're the eyes or the ears or the fingertips. All is important in the work of the Lord. Oh, you better hear me today. I'm talking to you. Yeah, you. You too play an important part of the body. You may not be as visible as the rest of the body, but you play an important role. All the word of God, I thank God for today. It reminded me that I am indispensable. Paul, as we go through this text and examine it, Paul lists about five different areas where you can get involved as a member of the body. First, the apostles. The word means sent. Yeah, some of you that saying you are apostles, I want to make sure you understand what it is that you're doing. The word means sent. There is where the head of the church should be operating. The apostle is the visionary, the pioneer, planting churches and equipping the leaders. That's your role. Secondly, prophets. The prophetic word, the prophets, they help the apostle by being able to hear from God and share with the word what the world, what God is saying to the church. Listen. Prophecy is not simple forecasting, but I want you to catch this today. It is instructional speech from God. Oh, then teaching. Teachers are those who help build up the body of Christ through education. Yeah, the Word of God tells us in 2 Timothy 2:15 that we are to study to show ourselves approved, a workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of truth is God's word. Teachers, you are essential in our training. Then fourthly, forms of assistance or helpful deeds. You don't need a degree to be helpful. Yeah, this is where each and every member can get involved. There's always something that you could do at your church. There is always something that you can do in your community. There is always something that you can do and contribute to in your world. Simply call the church right now, any church in your area, and ask them, is there any volunteer work that they need help with? I promise you, the need is great. They will be more than happy for you to help them. I recommend that you do it with the body of Christ where you fellowship, where you serve. Then, forms of leadership. leaders in the church are those who work in various ways to advance the gospel. Whether you are leading a little league football team in the community or leading the children's choir, leaders are needed. Leaders are essential. No matter where you are in the body, you are indispensable. No matter how small you think you are, we can't make it without you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You are called of God. He created you in his image. You are special. I want you to remember that on today. You are special. The word of God constantly reminds us that we are not to get to what? To get tired. To get weary in doing the work of the Lord, because if we don't faint, what, we're going to reap the harvest. But because you have decided within yourself that you are not important, because you have decided that it doesn't matter if I'm there or not, because you have decided that you're tired and you need a break, I came to tell you on today, you don't get to be tired. Yeah, the race is not given to the one that goes the fastest. It's given to the one that can endure. And I came to encourage you on today and remind you that you have to endure. You have to stay the course. You have to finish the race. No matter what your role, you are indispensable. Oh, right now our prayer to God should be, help us know today that we matter. Somewhere in the body, I fit and I matter. If you're on the line and you are not saved, I want to give you the opportunity to come to know Christ. All you have to do is acknowledge, believe, and confess your sins. Believe that Jesus came, he lived, he died, and he rose again and sits at the right hand of the Father. Then you can be saved. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, I want to connect you with a local assembly, a pastor there that can help you get baptized and on your way with your journey with Christ and being a part of his family. Give me a call at 202-320-9510, 202-320-9510, or send me an email to meriwethergm@gmail.com. That's meriwethergm@gmail.com. Make sure that you are on your way. Let's prepare our hearts to be dismissed. Dear God, we thank you for this time of studying together. Be with us as we leave from this place, but never from your presence. Amen. Be blessed in the Lord.